I need all of the trivia people up front. Okay, just to establish something. First of all, please no devices to be used other than your brain.
I'm not using any. I was trying to call.
That's fine. Okay. I'm just telling you the rules, sweetheart.
Okay. Groovy. And your brain does not include your brain. That I know.
That's right. And each team will have the equal amount of questions asked to them. If you can't answer the question, then move on to the next team. Next team will get a chance. If they can, then moves on. There are six categories. There are presidents. There's Indiana. There's the states. There's capitals. Sports. And miscellaneous. Everybody figures got that figured out, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We'll start over at this table because it's got the fewest teams. Bill and Jennifer are... It's important to remember your team number. Bill and Jennifer are team one. Frank and Alex are team two. Can you remember that, Frank? I ain't got no. Okay. Question one. It's going to be an Indiana question. Oh. Sue and Carol are number three. Rhonda and Regina are four. And Deanne and Myra are five. No, you're just five. You're not last. Six would be last. Okay, team one. First question, it's an Indiana question. What was the first Indiana State Park? Five seconds. That is incorrect. Team two, what was the first Indiana State Park? That is incorrect. Team three, what was the first Indiana State Park? That is incorrect. Team four, what was the first Indiana State Park? That is incorrect. Team five, what was the first Indiana State Park? I don't know if they do or not. That is incorrect. So, which means nobody got it, so I get to keep the money. Now, I'll tell you. All right, what was it?
It was the
Chain of Lakes. That's incorrect as well. The first Indiana State Park was McCormick Creek. That's in Southern Indiana.
Thank you.
Southern Indiana. All righty then. Well, we're off to a rousing start. You guys are burning up here. You're killing me. Question two for team two. It's a presidential question. What president fathered the most children?
Legitimately?
Yes.
Otherwise, it might have been Bill Clinton.
JFK? Teddy Roosevelt?
That is incorrect. Team three. What president fathered the most children?
Thank you.
5 seconds. That is incorrect. Team four. No. Team five. He didn't father any children. It's ironic, he was the father of our country. Team one. Team one. No. You guys are two for two. They said Thomas Jefferson, which is also incorrect. The answer is John Tyler. He fathered 15 children. He had 7 by his first wife and 8 by his second wife. His first wife died. Any what? Yes. He had, as a matter of fact, ironically enough, he had 2 sons named Robert. He had a son by his first wife was Robert, and a son by his second wife also named Robert. Okay. Man, you guys are killing it. 2 for 2. Well, you guys are in the trivia as well. You are team 6. But you haven't lost a damn thing because the first 2 rounds, they didn't know. So team 3 leads off this round. Could you go to this table? Team 3. Happens to be a musical question. What was the name of Fats Domino's first number one pop hit? Fats Domino. What was the name of his first number one pop hit? Team 3. 5 seconds. Team 4, what was Fats Domino's first number one pop hit?
Blue Monday.
It was not.
Oh.
Team 5.
Blueberry Hill.
It was not. Team 6. Team 1. It was not. Team 2. Yeah. And? Really? It shouldn't have been. Oh, yeah. We have no score. We have done 3 rounds. Nobody has answered a question. The answer is Fats Domino didn't have any number one pop hits. That is incorrect. They were number one on the rhythm and blues, but they didn't make number one on the pop chart. Well, you guys are tearing it up, I swear to God.
We went to ISBPI. Are you smarter than a
I wouldn't brag about that.
Okay. I'm glad Mr. Hurst isn't watching this.
Yeah. I think it's on video. Oh, we're starting team four.
Yes, sir.
With the states. What state leads in the production of pumpkins? Chester told me.
Oh,
5 seconds.
Okay, Virginia.
Well, she's not here.
Okay.
No. Team five.
Ohio.
It is incorrect. Ohio. Team. Team six. Team six. That is incorrect. Team one. What state leads the production of pumpkins? Five seconds. She said, I'll give you another chance because she said Virginia already.
Pennsylvania.
You should have stuck with Virginia. She was just as wrong. Team two. No. This is unreal. 4 for 4.
No, I don't think Sue and Carol
will get it. Oh, Sue and Carol have got a crack at it. That's right. I'm sorry.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How about Wisconsin?
How about or just not? She was just confident as all get out. She thought she had just nailed. Yeah, boy. Shall I tell you?
Yes.
How about Illinois?
Oh.
Look it up, big boy. I'm not making this stuff up. Yeah, this is unreal. All righty, team. Five.
Yes.
How about a sports question?
How about not?
Well, it could be. We'll see. What is the? We all know that the first two oldest stadiums are Wrigley Field and Fenway Park. What is the third oldest professional baseball stadium?
Professional baseball.
Oh, that's no good.
Well,
it's going to be a while.
Live over here.
5 seconds.
St. Louis.
That is incorrect. Team six. No. Team one. It is not. Team two. What? No, no, no. Team three. No, that is incorrect. Team four. Well, sweetheart, that's no longer a stadium.
It
is not. The active stadium. Okay, I'll give you another chance at it. The third oldest active stadium. It's right here in Indiana.
Oh.
It's down Reggie's Way, even.
Oh, yeah.
Bossy Stadium. Bossy Stadium is the third oldest active baseball park in the country.
Yeah.
Boy, we are burning them up, ain't we? Dang. What's that? It's in Evansville. Evansville, Indiana. It was actually to become a movie. Yeah. You think I'm making this stuff up?
Yeah.
Stop.
Knowing you, maybe. Respect me. That's abuse.
Not yet, but it can be. Alrighty then. Six. We start out with Team 6 this time. It's going to be hodgepodge. Hodgepodge is a category. What's the minimum number of merit badges a young man has to get before he becomes an Eagle Scout? It is not. Team 1. It is not. Team 2. It is not. Team 3. This is the minimum number that a young man has to attain to become an Eagle Scout.
So it's not like ranks. It's more like...
These are merit badges. How many merit badges does it... A young man had to attain to become an Eagle Scout.
How about eight?
That is incorrect. Team 4.
Higher or lower?
Yeah.
Let's go with 14.
Hold us not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Team 5.
25.
That is incorrect. Well, we're just doing a heck of a good job. You know that? Dang. It's 21. Let's see. What's the score?
Zero.
Who's ahead? Dang, this is kind of embarrassing.
Now,
mercy.
Don't the rest of you wish you had played?
Okay. Team. Are we back to team 1, aren't we?
Yeah.
Team 1. We're going to do an Indiana question. What is the second largest freshwater lake in Indiana? Second largest freshwater lake. Team 1. That's kind of sour. You want to try again? No. 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 Team 2. Now we're talking freshwater natural lake. Natural lake. Keep that in mind. She said that. And she's just as wrong as you are. Team 3. What is the largest natural, second largest natural freshwater lake in Indiana? That might be another question. Could very well be. No. That is the first one. But that's not the second one. That's the one I want to know about. Okay. Is that in Indiana?
Yes, part of it is.
Is that in Indiana? Let me repeat my question. Is that in Indiana?
I think it is.
That touches Indiana.
Yes, that's what I mean.
They got 47 miles of shoreline. Is that in Indiana? I'll repeat one more time. Is that in Indiana?
I don't know.
Okay, you don't know.
You've got to make a guess, and it can't be that one.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, don't guess.
That touches Indiana, but it's not in Indiana. That's not a natural lake. I said natural lake. Okay. Hey. You're getting testy on me.
Well, that's not each score. You've got to do something.
Team five.
How about
celebrate? And I think there again, I said natural.
I don't know. Well, we just don't have a clue.
Okay.
We're just making a wild.
Okay. Well, you've... That wish went away. Team six? Nope. So, let's see. The score is...
Zero!
Okay. The lake is Lake Max, Kentucky. Lake Max, Kentucky.
It's...
No, Lake Max, Kentucky. It's up around Plymouth, Indiana. That's where Culver Military Academy is at. You've heard of that? Well, man. It's hard to imagine that all six teams could come in first. And last. See, we start off with team two, don't we? Oh, boy. Should be. We'll go with presidential question. What was Ulysses Grant's born first name? His born first name. Maybe. She did it one. She did know it one time. 5 seconds. No. If I if it had been Ulysses, would I have said his born first name?
You might have for a trick question.
No. Team... Three?
Okay. What harm is there in San Diego?
There's lots of harm in it. Because that wasn't right.
I know.
Team four?
Was it really something weird?
Oh, you've heard of this name before.
Maybe Edward.
Well, it's not like Ike or something like that. It would have had that been his. All right. Five.
John.
John? Oh, please. No.
Okay.
Team six. That is not. And back to team one. What was Ulysses S. Grant's real first name, his born first name? That would be correct. My God. We have a winner. We have a winner. Praise God. We have somebody, finally. Dang. Could be. Now we start with team three. Is that correct?
Yeah.
This is a state question. Are you ready?
Sure.
Brace yourself. What state leads in the production of peaches? I wouldn't, but you did, so. She said Georgia.
That was what I said the first time, and it was wrong, so I remember.
Actually, they're third.
Okay. You want me to,
yes, it's your turn.
Go. California.
Bingo.
Yeah.
I told
you we were
on. We have a race now. We have a race. And they get to start off. Wow, this is impressive. California. Georgia is actually third. South Carolina is second. Okay, team four. They score and they get to lead off the bat. Ain't this something? Man. Woohoo. It's hodgepodge, isn't it? Well, I'll make sure you don't like it. In what year, let's see, no, just a minute. Okay, in what year was Scotch tape introduced? What year was Scotch tape introduced?
What do you think, Red? No, you
5 seconds.
1955.
That's incorrect. Team five. What team? What year was Scotch tape? Yeah. What team could stick out over the rest of them?
1939.
No, ma'am. Team six. That was not correct. Team one. In what year was Scotch tape introduced? That's incorrect. Team two. Scotch tape?
Yeah.
Frank? Never mind. No.
Go ahead.
No, it's okay. That's okay. Team three. Oh, honey, you are so close. It was 1930. Well, well, well. We still have a tie. 1-1. Yes, we are.
Please don't give us a speech.
Pretend like that sports was not there.
Okay, I'll give you a musical question.
Okay. Maybe.
You got to listen carefully. Who was the first duet to have a number one pop hit that had previously had a hit of their own individually, at number one of their own individually? Who was the first duet to have a number one on the pop chart that had previously had their own number one individually?
Frank Sinatra and Nancy Sinatra.
Bingo. Man, it's a three-way.
Thank you for not giving me a sports question.
Thank you. It's okay. What was the song?
Something stupid.
Yeah. No, don't get critical. Yeah, it was something stupid. Yes, good job.
You're getting encouraged now.
That's unbelievable. First question, the first person to ask. That's great. That's impressive. Team six. I got to sit down a minute. I'm tired. Yeah, it might. Okay, we have a sports question. What? Okay. What was the first year that Indiana entered, awarded a Mr. Basketball? Team is two. Oh, yeah. It's team one, excuse me. No. Team one. What was the first year that Indiana had announced an Indiana Mr. Basketball? Oh, no. Yeah. Team two? No, it wasn't Mary and Frank.
1954.
That's incorrect. Team three. That is incorrect. Team four. It was not. Team five. No. Just when I started feeling good about you guys and you dropped.
We told you we don't like sports.
You dropped the ball. Jeez. It was 1939. Huh? What? Wasn't me. No, I didn't know it one time. That's no, not today. Not today. No, I don't. Well, first he didn't win until 1940. Anyway, table. Jeez, man, I'm getting burned out here too. Team one, excuse me. Are we back to presidential questions? I lost track. It can be. It's my damn show. I can ask whatever I want to. Yeah, there you go. Okay, we'll go to presidential questions. What?
He's laughing for you now.
What was Calvin Coolidge's first name? What's your answer?
Yeah.
What?
John.
We have a winner. Dang. Did they just take the lead? Is that correct? They just jumped in the lead. Praise be. Dang. Now we're looking at Indiana questions. You think you got this, Frank? I'll see that you don't. No. No. I don't have to cheat with Frank. He don't know. Just kidding. What? We all know that Allen County is the largest county in the state in area. We'd all know that, right? We do now. That's, what is the second largest county in the state in area. Team 2? Oh, please. You're kidding. You should be. Team 3. Hello. No. Team 4. It is not. Team 5. And Tyler, too. And the horse you rode in on. No. No. All right, Team 6. It is not. Team 1. The what? I wouldn't. Well, looks like this round it's Laporte. Oh. Well, luckily it didn't, Frank. Fortunately, it did not get around to you. Okay, then. The states? Is that right? Well, I give them a chance. Dang. I'm not a total jerk. Well. Okay, I got to ask a question, don't I?
Yeah.
He's over here by us. Does that mean it's us?
Yeah.
It does. It is.
Okay. What you got?
It is, but I'm not surely.
Okay.
I just had just had a question on the tip of my tongue and I forgot it. Oh, okay. What is the longest flowing, free-flowing river east of the Mississippi? Free-flowing river. No dams, you know, no damn thing. No, come on. What is the longest free-flowing river east of the Mississippi? 5 seconds. No. Team 4. No. Team 5. Who?
Chattanooga
what? Never heard of it. Okay. Which is also wrong. All right, Team 6. It is not. Well, back to Team 1. No. That goes through Cleveland. That's not. Team 2, you have one chance. Don't blow it. Allegheny and the Monongahela. That's what forms the Ohio. No. And or the Monongahela. Well, boy, we did a great job again. The longest free-flowing river east of the Mississippi is... Carol?
Mississippi.
It goes to right to your town.
Wabash?
That's correct. Dang. Oh, poo. How about music instead?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Musical question. Team 4 starts it off.
All right.
With 2 points, 1 point. 1 point.
We got one right here.
You got one.
But two is moving.
you think. What was the first act to have a number one on the country chart and a number one on the pop chart at the same time? The first group act to do that. Who was the first act to have a number one pop hit and a number one country hit at the same time?
Would it be the Everly Brothers?
It would not.
Oh, okay. Everly Brothers.
Team 5. Well, that'd be kind of a duet, wouldn't it? No, it's not. It's not. Team 6. It was a number one in the country and number one in pop at the same week. It's what was the first act? Might be. Might be a group. Might be a single. Might be a duet. Nope. Nope. All right, team 1. Mr. Music Man.
Music Man, I don't know.
We don't know this stuff. 5 seconds, that's right. Nope. Frank? Team 2? No. Carolyn? Yeah. Carol is waiting like she told me at the bit. Five seconds. Lord. Sit. Sorry. Who do you think it was? It was not.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel better.
Do you know who it was, Pam? No. Or the chapel bells were ringing.
Oh, Jimmy Brown.
Little Jimmy Brown, the Browns, in 1959. They were the first act to have a number one country and pop at the same time. Well, well, well. Team 5 again, huh?
What do you got for us this time?
Well, you have 6 categories, so I bet you get whatever it was.
I don't want to.
Well, I'm getting trying to think of a good question.
Good question.
A good question. Okay. This is a hodgepodge question. In what year were M&M's introduced? M&M's.
'54.
It was not. Team 6. What year were M&M's introduced?
1930s.
No. Team 1. And what year were M&M's introduced?
1922.
No. 22. Team 2.
1941.
Bingo. Man.
In May of 1941, the war
had
just begun.
Okay, okay.
They all think their M&M's sunk the Bismarck.
Save it. Please. Ease up, boy. My God, we got four people that have scored here? Man. Two to one, right? We got 2-0. But you're number one in our hearts. Both of you. All both of you. I'm killing time because I'm getting tired. Oh, look at him. Yeah. He might be crazy. He's stupid. Anyway, how about a stage question?
Okay.
A state. Oh, no. How about a presidential question? Those are better. Those are much better. Who was the first president to address the NAACP National Convention? Yes, you. It was not. Team 1. Who was the first president to address the NAACP National Convention? It was not. Team 2. It was not. Team 3. It was Truman. Bingo. They're no longer on the schneid. Good job. Yes, he was the first one. I think it was 1947. The NAACP started in 1909. Yes. Should have saved that for a damn question. Dang. Man. What a Nimrod. Yeah. Yeah, actually, I'll have you leave the room, come circle around, and I'll ask you again. I don't know, man. I haven't. Oh, it's team. Okay, this is the last round. I'm running out of gas. Questions too. I got patience. I worked at a hospital. I got patience. All right, team 1. Are you psyched? Are you? Well, all righty then. Man. Hello, bud? Yeah. There's a quiz going on here.
You're not dreaming, Bill. It's really real.
I thought we were doing an election.
What is the second smallest county in area in Indiana? smallest county in area. It is not. Team two. He said Crawford. Yes. Five seconds. No. Team three. It is not. Team four.
How about Floyd County?
That's right. Bingo. You know what's funny? It's right next door to the smallest county, which is Ohio. But it has probably 15 times the population. Anyway, team four scores again. Yeah. This could get ugly here. No. This is going to be the last. We're still doing it.
Oh, okay.
We're still doing it.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
We're starting with team two now. Let's see here. Well, hell, I don't know any question that easy. Anything I ask you, Frank, you wouldn't know. Just kidding. See, this, it was the states, wasn't it? Isn't that what I said?
No, it's county, the states.
No, we just did that already. You missed it.
No, I didn't miss it.
The hell, you didn't.
Anyway, I gave you the wrong answer.
So you missed it. When you get the wrong answer, that means you missed it.
Really?
Like you swing and missed it. But this is your first question. This is question two. What state capital is the highest elevation of all state capitals? That is correct. That's right.
See, I know that.
That wasn't a question, Frank.
I know that.
5 seconds. I wouldn't. Team three. Hmm. 5 seconds.
Phoenix.
No. Team four. I wouldn't say it then.
I don't know the second choice, though. The only thing I can think of is Denver, and I don't think that's correct.
You're right, it's not.
Okay.
Yes, it isn't.
Yeah, right.
Team five. No. I thought you were just cussing at me.
No, we wouldn't do that.
Okay. Team six. 5 seconds. I would. No. Team one. They already said that. I'll give you another shot, just because I'm nice. Of course, you knew that, right? Right? Okay. Okay.
Yes, he was.
No. I was. I was as meek as I am right now. So, team one, 5 seconds. What? Brigham, Utah. What the hell is that? That's not even the capital. No. Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, I guess. Oh, did oh team six, team three? Did you get? Oh, you asked. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's Santa Fe, New Mexico. Really? Yes.
I think you make this stuff up.
Okay, look it up. Anyway, we're starting with team three.
Hit me with the best shot.
Wow, well, gosh.
It's the only one he's got.
Man, this is a rough bunch. Jeez. I'm just asking questions and, man.
Whew,
really? Next thing you know, you'll be talking about my kids. I don't have any, but that's... Yeah. Who was the only president that was not married? Bingo! James Buchanan. Uh-oh.
This is really getting good now.
Team James Buchanan. James Buchanan was president right before Lincoln, and Buchanan hated being president. And he told Lincoln, as they swapped positions, he said to Lincoln, "If you're as happy being president as I am being." Not being president, you are one happy man. Team four?
Yes, sir.
Are we ready?
Yes, we are.
It is your turn to start, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Dang. Mm. Should it be sports?
Sure, whatever you want.
Okay. I got to think of a good sports question.
I know, I'm nervous.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, you... Well, it won't be no baseball. In what year did Hinkle Fieldhouse open?
Oh,
5 seconds. Time's up. Team five. In what year did Hinkle Fieldhouse, at that time it was called Butler Fieldhouse, just so you know. Pardon me?
I said 1910.
No. Team six. No. Team one. Oh, no. Team two.
1928.
Bingo. goodness. Well, we got two more to go. How about a music question?
Okay.
But she did good on the other one. Did real well. What was the name of Creedence Clearwater's first number one? Bingo! Good job. Good job.
Isn't it so sad that it wasn't there in the bathroom?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Good bathroom.
Team six. This is our last question. Oh, let's see. Let's see. Good. I got to make this last one a good one. Ah. I'm not all that sharp myself, to be honest with you. Let's see. I am really getting brain dead. I swear to God, I am. Okay, it'll be an Indiana question. We'll close with Indiana. Oh. Yeah. My goodness. No, I'll take that back. We're going to ask a state question. What is the second flattest state in the United States? It is not. Kansas. It's not Kansas anymore. What is the second flattest state in the United States? It is not. Team two? No. No. Nope. Nope. And team three. Okay. It is. What? Oh, honey, no. They got lots of mountains in Wyoming.
We just thought we'd get you on
the
island.
They said
they're. That was going to be my other guess.
All right, team four, what is your guess? It is not. And team five. This is your chance, team five.
You guys are winners.
It is not. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
It's Illinois. Second flattest. And we all know what the flattest state is, right? No. Okay, but this is okay. This is for all the marbles.
All right.
The flattest state in the United States for all the marbles. Team one. The flattest state. Nope. Nope. Team two. It is not. Nebraska. Team three.
Which one do you want to go for? Okay, how about North Dakota?
No. Team 4.
Which area of the country do you want to do? West or east of the Mississippi?
Yeah. No. Team 5.
Oklahoma?
It is not. Team 6. It is not. We have no winner. Florida. Florida. However, you didn't, and we. I tell you what.
What?
I was going to give $100 anyway. I'll give everybody $20.
Aww.
All five teams.
So does that go to the actual alumni?
No, that goes to you guys.
We get to split.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Can we give it to them?
You can do what you. That's not your. That's not my call.
Oh. So a five-way tie.
Well, that was fun. Thank you.
Can I borrow $100? All righty then. Bill, what are you going to do with this microphone? Oh, here's the engineer back here. Here you go, bud.
Thank you, sir.
You got any final announcements, anything there, Mr. Bill?
We are done
for the evening.